And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. And today what we're going to talk about in this episode is community and what it looks like in both a small and a large town. Now, there's a misconception with a lot of people out there that you can only find a lot of community work in just the smaller cities. You see that on Hallmark Channel all the time on their movies and TV shows. You see a lot of them, you know, coming together for soccer events, for festivals and parades. And a lot of people think that that's what happens in only small towns. Now, obviously, your larger cities have festivals as well, but on a much grander scale sometimes. And so you miss out on some of the small things that happen in those bigger cities. I know for a fact when we were over in Germany, our large city, Munich, that was nearby, had obviously Oktoberfest, which is a huge event that goes on, but they had smaller events within the different communities around there. So did Bad Windsheim, where we lived. So in a lot of the bigger cities, you're seeing those smaller things, but you just don't realize it sometimes because you don't leave your house. Or you don't check out with community centers or your church. So there's a lot of misconceptions with that. We're going to kind of break into that a little bit more on how you can enact that into your city, wherever you're at, or any size. So, you know, you want to make sure that you have projects that your church is working on. That's one of the major things that you can have. You know, you can become a firefighter like I did when I was in high school. You can help at the church like I do, or my brother helps. There's a lot of us that help out at the church to kind of build that up and make that our community. You can go into ministries such as Fight Club, which brings together men of all ages as long as they've graduated high school. And that allows them to talk to each other, grow each other, and help them spiritually. Women do that as well with Radiant. That's another ministry that's also a really good ministry with the community aspect of it. And then you've got town festivals. Like ourselves, we have the Marshmallow Festival, and it's a good festival. I mean, it's a nice parade. You've got a lot of vendors, local people there, which is nice if you can come out and you know, support them. And then you've got clubs where you've got like the Cub Scouts, where you can help out. You can help out with soccer leagues, baseball leagues, football leagues. You know, get the children involved. Get the kids active. See their parents out there. See other people in the community. And then they'll be more apt to join in too once they get that age. And then obviously help out with the schools. If you're, you know, a good coach, you know your way with running or football or baseball, that helps the kids see that there's people in the town that's willing to invest in them and help them out. And it gives them some place to, or an outlet for them to talk to somebody in case they have some issues that they don't want to necessarily talk to with their parents. And you can kind of point them and guide them. And that's a little bit of community too. That also gets into mentorship, which is another thing that small towns, I think, have a little bit of a trouble sometimes because we're so small, we don't always have everything that everybody's looking for, like the bigger cities. So that's kind of where I think there's something we can learn from the larger cities, where the larger cities can maybe learn something from us as far as community-wise, as far as coming together with neighbors. It's really hard sometimes in apartment complexes to get together with everybody in there because there's a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different religious beliefs that some people just have a tough time trying to get overcome that to make friends and to build communities. So some of the projects that I like to work on that build a good community is like the food bank, for one thing. We had with the COVID going on, what we did was, you know, the food bank stepped up huge and was able to provide food for everybody. Well, that's part of the community. That's what helps. I know the bigger cities had food banks. Obviously, they have large food banks. But sometimes it's nice to get that help from a neighbor or from someone you see at church because it also connects you with more people. If you just show up, you know, in college, like, say, in Chicago or Indianapolis, you know, you might be helping a food bank but the people around there don't know who you are. And so sometimes that, I think, can lead to some disconnect. Whereas if you can at least, if they recognize you, then you get that more connect. And you're able to get that more small town feel, that Hallmark feel that everyone's looking for nowadays. You know, there's veterans programs that you can help with, especially people coming back from deployment or even leaving the service. That really helps a lot to have that connection with the community. I know when I got out of the military, I was lucky enough to be able to have a large group of people, a good foundation to fall back on when we came back from the military. I know some people, though, they get out and they're just at this last city that they were at. So like Colorado Springs, Clean, Texas, you know, they get a lot of people that just stay. They have some friends, but they're in the Army, so they're off training, off doing this. So there's a lot of disconnect with the community sometimes. Now, that's where they can go with like the VFW and the American Legion can help out as well. But I think sometimes it's nice if you can get that person that's in your church or in your community to really step up. And that's where you can see that at. So I'm going to take a quick break for an ad so I can pay the bills a little bit and be right back. All right, and we're back from the commercial break. And this is Small Town with Matt Gaff. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. So what we're going to talk a little bit today, too, now is with some biblical verses that kind of help point out where we're going with this community feel that we're in. And the first one that comes to mind is Luke 14:13. And it says, "But when you give a reception, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind." And that's where community really steps up. You know, when we have fires or even loss of life with some of the people, you know, our church steps up, the community steps up. We have fundraisers, we have benefits, we have people coming together, feeding the family. You know, there's a lot of people that step up. And in some of the bigger cities, especially if it's not a city you're familiar with, it's not your hometown, and you're just there because of circumstance, you know, your neighbors may know, but does the building next to you, if you don't have a church life, you know, where are you getting some of your support? And that's, I think, where a lot of the bigger cities have the drawback, is you just don't have that community feel like you do in a much smaller town. I mean, you know everybody's neighbors. You know, you can list off 5 or 6 different people that I know exactly where the house is without even telling you. I don't know the address off the top of my head, but I can drive you right there, almost half the town, you know. And that's where that small town feel comes. In Colorado Springs, you know, I'm using GPS to get around. And sometimes, you know, just being intimidated by size. The next one is Job 20:10. His sons favor the poor, and his hands give back his wealth. And this is also true. You know, sometimes all the time, you need to give back what the Lord's given you. If he gave you a good job where you can afford your house and your cars and everything for your family, and you still have some left, you know, obviously you need tithe and give back to the church, but give back to the community too. If you don't have a church, then, you know, giving, helping with fundraisers with families, or just even giving your time with mentorship or other types of activities, you know, coaching and teaching, that's more than enough. And that's where you get that home feel. That's where you start making friends. And when you walk into a grocery store, that's when people will be like, "Hey, how you doing, Matt?" You know, and that's what you get in a small town. And if you do that in the big town or in the bigger city villages and stuff like that, that's when you're going to find that you get the "Hey, how you doing" type of deal. When you step out of your comfort zone and go help others, that's when, you know, they'll remember that and then see you, and then later on you'll start getting that small town feel. And then Psalms 37:21. "The wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives." And that's, once again, definitely falls into where, you know, when God gives you something, You need to, you know, pay it back, and that's in time, in money, in resources, in skill sets. You know, you may not always be able to tithe because of, especially with the COVID and job situation. So there's a lot of hesitancy to do that. But you have time, and that's where you can help mold somebody younger, or you can help out the church and put out that message a lot easier. You may know something that someone else doesn't, or a better skill, and that can help move forward Christ's message. And then we got for the final one is Ephesians 6:8. It says, knowing that whatever good things each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. This one is a hard one. This one is where a lot of prosperity teachers definitely go on and say, you know, you need to give to the church, or give till it hurts, you know, because what you give, you're going to reap, and tenfolds and all of this other stuff. And I feel as though, yes, you need a tithe. You definitely need a tithe. You need to help the church. You need to give back what God gave you. But, you know, it's not the fact that you need to give your last dime. You know, you don't need to be broke. You know, there's more resources than just money, and that's time. That's your skills. Once again, I think this is one that you have to be dangerous. It's a little dangerous because you need to read before it and after it to get the real feel of what they're talking about. But in the overall, you know, scheme of things, I think it's a very, very good verse as far as what it's saying. So that's kind of what I'm talking about when I talk about community. I'm talking about going and helping others when they need help. And just stepping out of your comfort zone, meeting people, talking to people. That's how you make small town. That's how you make that Mayberry. That's how you make that Hallmark Channel movie, you know, where you're walking through downtown and it's all lit up in Christmas and everyone's saying hi to everybody, you know. That's how you do that. You have to talk to people. You have to get out of your comfort zone. You got to make community. So even with this pandemic, there's ways of helping. You know, once again, you can do technology like what I did for church over the pandemic. We set up our website. We set up streaming. We set up Facebook and YouTube and all of this other stuff. And that's what you can do. It didn't cost money. It cost time. And that's what I really think that you need to stress when it comes to making community, is you really need to look at that and focus on the time aspect, focus on what you can do to put yourself into a mentorship position, and that's how you can move the message of Christ. In fact, that's what we're going to talk about in the next podcast. That's going to be mentorship and what that looks like, and how small town can actually probably take a lot of notes from the larger cities, because they've got it right when it comes to mentorship. There's a lot of programs, a lot of good stuff that the big cities do that us small towns kind of struggle with. And that's what we're going to talk about next time. So I just want to offer you some praise. I want to thank everyone who's listening to the podcast. On the Facebook page, it shows where we're at. We're on YouTube. So if you go to the channel, please like and subscribe and hit that bell. We've got a Patreon page. We also have got, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, you name it. I'm pretty much on it because that's kind of what I do for church too. So it kind of crossed over. I enjoy it. I enjoy helping people grow in their walk with Christ. So if you have any questions as well, drop me a line. It's smalltown.com/MattGaff@gmail.com. It's on the Facebook page. So if you have any questions, comments, anything like that, just drop me a line. And I look forward to talking to you next week. And once again, it's going to be every Monday is when we drop the new podcast. So I will see you there.